Well, this poem really struck me, and it's called Putin's Russia, but we put a subtitle under it, Putin's Russia, Pavan for a Deadly Prince. Uncurbed rapacity drives you so far as to reconceive empire, mad dream of a would-be czar, whose appetite that knows no end craves the more it devours more land. Barbaric Europe you would rehore on the anniversary of world wars by raising borders. Nothing new. Putin, Hitler would be proud of you. You digested Crimea without any right, fomenting your insatiable appetite, billeting soldiers in Ukraine, more corpses to claim, maim, insane. Lust for imperial prestige cries you a blood-burbling brook. Eyes sated in shamelessness look dispassionately upon the sea. How many times, how many towns, O God of love, rinsed in red ruin, Tsakov, Voronezh, Kaluga, Vladimir, sated in shamelessness, eyes shed no tears for the crippled, the dead volunteers. Seeds of eyesores sown in madness harvest tenfold sorrows, shameless. The next is the poem that Mr. Bifshev is quoting. It's To Russia Without Love, and Mr. Bifshev is quoting a Russian poet from an earlier generation, Kozasevich, in the epigram, and then he goes on with his own poem. So here's the epigram. O mother country, cruel power of might, from her blistering breast I nurse, whose curdled milk fuels my right to loathe her and to curse. And here is Bifshev's poem. Dark premonitions loom again, horizons of protracted pain. How, Russia, can I comprehend your claim to be my motherland? Waging senseless, ceaseless war, crushing Ukrainians, what for? Rumors hover, bother, never dare to call me brother. Despicably relentless stressing, suffering construed as blessing, bonded by blood to a criminal gang, hostages seized, citizens chained. That's the idea behind Lugdandina. The true portrait of Russia's face must vanish, vanquished from the arena. On this sordid earth, it has no place. Carrion her ambrosia, her music Ukrainian moans, butchers bloodying our homes into shambles for Novorussia. Blindfolded by shame to Ukrainians, neighbors, fate. Russia, once beloved name, incurs now universal hate. And again, I think what's so powerful about this is that Bifshev loves his country so, and now he's hating what he's seeing being done to it. And I think that's the way Michael reads it also. And the last poem has to do with those Russian quote-unquote volunteers in Ukraine who are themselves getting slaughtered as well as wreaking havoc there. Philip Weber did a really nice job with Michael with this recent lyric about conscripted Russian soldiers, quote-unquote, voluntarily vacationing for big pay to fight on the Ukrainian terrain. No aggression officially declared. The volunteers brawl without IDs or even uniforms, which plays hell on those who would identify returning caskets. And again, I just worked over this poem after they had worked on it. Here is the poem as we have it now. Russian volunteers in Ukraine. Up to your eyebrows in blood you swim, countless to strangers whose lives you've laid waste. Why do you fight there on Vladimir's whim, for Soviet knavery despised and disgraced? For Ivan the Terrible, Stalin the Brute? For firing your neighbors with rifle-sized holes, for chuckles, for cash, for swagger, for loot? Like Chichikov counting the wealth of dead souls. The Kremlin's cavaliers sift brandy from snifters, wolf down vodka and caviar, and maps. All hail the all-too-young legions of drifters, fodder for cannons debased for death's chaps. They'll shoulder you home neath a blue and white banner, though your crime no flag or coffin can disguise, your death in darkness and unsung the manner, with nary two kopecks to cover your eyes. Do unto others, young Soviet gunmen, though know what ye sow, ye shall also reap. Death in an instant while you're on the run, men. Your gore wine guzzled down after the rape. No hallowed ground or woman will hold you. No cross mark your gross, ignominious grave. Roadside mire and dung will enfold you. Sepulcher suiting a Soviet slave. The outraged elation of history awaits to cackle and curse at your family name. More carrion for Charon. No passage, mere bait. Who'd cry when he cast you in Styx to your shame? There are a couple of references in this poem that are important. One has to do with Chichikov counting the wealth of dead souls. And Chichikov is a character, the villain, in the Russian novelist Gogol's Dead Souls. And as Michael explained to me, for tax purposes, you collect the names of these people to make wealth from their death. There's also reference to Greek myth here. This is also, I think, something very interesting because obviously Bibsev is very much part of an international poetry tradition. We read in relation to what's been written in the past by other cultures, by our own culture, in order to give significance to what's going on in our lives right now. Charon, as probably many of you know, is the boatman. Who conveys in ancient Greece, who conveys the dead souls over the river Styx. In Bifshev's poem, Charon so despises these Russian volunteers who gave their lives, okay, to hurt others and basically to ruin themselves. Charon is so disgusted that instead of carrying them over the river Styx, he throws them in for bait. They don't even get to the underworld. So I think that Bibsev, you know, what we're dealing with here is also someone who's a very, very good poet. And it, you know, the better a poet you are, the more dangerous you are if your poems get read. That's what got me involved. The idea that you can really change living conditions, and also Michael's passion for a fellow, who's going through the situation that he's gone through. And when does this cycle end?